Blog Talk Radio.
They hit my phone late, telling me that I should slide like home plate. I just wanna cuddle, boo, make you bust another two. I told her that it's cool when I text her OMW. I hopped out the bed and get ready to go. She know it's going down soon as I walk through the door. 1994, the Lakeshore Drive, now I'm coasting. Catching vibes, playing that juvie, that slow motion. I like it like that, fantasizing how I'm about to go and break La Mama back. I call her up and ask, you want some food when I fly? She say, I'ma eat that dick, text me when you outside, oh lord. Hey, she get me excited, how I'm about to give it to her, I could probably get indicted. I hope she on my level, and then I walk in, she look just like an angel, about to dance with the devil, it's on.
Shawty in my lineup, like what you want tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide. On my way, I slide, I slide. Won't be long, I slide, I slide. I'm on my way, on my way.
Ain't no need for no talking. I just grab her by her neck and push her up against the wall. Kiss her and I look into her eyes, then that pussy turn into Niagara Falls. Once I do that, ain't no stopping him. Then I eat it till she shake like she got Parkinson's. But she a beast with the top, La Mama swallow that cock, and I be shaking like Michael J. Fox for real. R. Kelly playing ignition.
Then what?
Tear down them walls, demolition.
What else?
Have her screaming submission. Long strokes make her feel his dick in her gut. Intuition. Toss her and flip her, different positions. No, ain't no break, ain't no intermission. I'm truly gifted. Then she hit her knees when I bust.
What?
And she saw that come like a premonition. Give her the business.
Shawty in my lineup. Like what you want tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide. On my way, I slide, I slide. Won't be long, I slide, I slide. I'm on my way, on my way.
Behind that wall, the cold never transformed, nigga, you keep it tall. Know the law got a full court press and you're resolved. What you expect from them cowards, we born guards. Battle scarred and war tested. We the perfectly imperfect, the most blessed. Most condemned with no pardons, but still marching. Execute the plan, no one man but a squadron. Rise sun up through the sand when the sky's dark. Serve that grade A plate and take the market. One eye shut, one lens up on the target. Your moves, not your mouth, dictate just where your heart is. Hit them where they live, big bank over these beds. Freedom is power, my people, it's time to rid a mind of these demons till we all even. Take what's left of this life and give it new meaning. See, I just wanna build with my brothers,
my brothers.
I just wanna rise with my kings,
my kings.
I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king. Building from a king to a king.
It's one love, one life. Under the all I see, we still breathing. Guess we here for some real reason.
that you made it out the fall. Traded pack, chrome, and four calls.
We hustle hard.
That farewell to the yards, incorporated a squad. Tatted minus the eight, we got reminders of them walls. Crime scenes minus the clues, won't preserve my freedom. Snakes setting their skin, frontin' like I need them. Knowing I only tried to lead them, only tried to feed them. Teach them how they feed themselves for the beast eat them. Swallow them whole, in return got a cold shoulder. Undeterred, these soldiers brawl, carry big boulders. Mama love, you left this world with a true soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Listen, you left the world with a real soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Glory.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king, building from a king to a king. Oh, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. See, I just wanna build with my brothers. I just wanna rise with my kings. I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
I'm the loose in it, you play the captain, babe.
She love when we role play. I like to get whipped cream and start up some full play. Been fucking for some hours that turn into 4 days. I eat that cookie just like a blue monster that's furry. Okay, it's the things that we did. Fucking real slow like we try to make a kid. Bite the pillow, how you screaming in your head. And then I fuck you so hard like we try to break the bed. I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Switching positions, kissing and licking, I'm type of shit. Think I fell in love by how you riding it. Feeling like I slipped on ice by how I sliding it. Put your legs around my neck, baby, ride my lips. Switching positions, kissing and licking, I'm type of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Practice like so special. Practice like so special. Practice like so special. Look, I believe in heroes. I believe in legends. I believe in a lot of things. I believe in heaven. I believe in verses, but I'm not a reverend. She kicked it off, I ran it back. She believe I'm Devin. Damn, Black Lives Matter, but we still divided. You can tell niggas never had it when they get excited. Always in the moment, selling dreams, but I never buy it. Never used to showing off, I'm just making moves in silence. Living out the Nissan, nigga with the 10 stove. Mama always told me, boy, be careful what you pray for. Life gave me red lights, fuck that shit, I still go. Focus on the pressure of the game is what I'm here for. Yeah, the way I play, I'm hella exhausted. I be fearing the future, I don't say that often. Before I go deep, I walk with a caution. Disrespect the king, they get traded to Boston. I practice like it's something special. Just practice like it's something special. Practice like it's something special. Be yourself and watch how God bless you. Yeah, practice like it's something special. Practice like it's something special. Music is something special. Be yourself and watch how God bless you. Rilla, bless. Yeah, yeah. It's a long summer, living out my car shit. Wrote this shit, make this shit cool.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. How y'all feeling tonight? It's your favorite host of the Butter Toast Radio Rail here on Let's Talk Tuesday on OG Radio. And tonight, I got a couple guests with me. I got Shy Boy, Jimmy, and JJ in the building. What is going on, y'all?
Yo, what's up, bro? How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Just sipping a little bit.
Smoking a little bit.
I feel that. That's me every night I do these shows, man.
Oh, me. Gotta have the vibes, the energy, right?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah. But sure, we could jump right into it, man. How'd y'all end up collabing with each other?
Shit, we was at an audition one day, and then we met, and I was like, dang, pick me to one of us. They lame asses, but either, anyway, we ended up, like connecting and like, you know what I'm saying, collabing on a few tracks. And then like after like the third track, I'm like, bro, we might as well just do a tape. Like, what the fuck you want to do? And he like, oh shit, I bet we can do a tape. So then we ended up coming together like a buzz like 4 months, 4 or 5 months. So we came together and there and just ended up working on a tape together after we featured on each other's song like 3 times. We're like, fuck it, let's do a tape. So that's how we ended up actually working on The Winner Circle Volume 1. But yeah.
Okay. And y'all both from here in Chicago, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm from the South Side, the best side.
South Side, you already know.
You feel me? You feel me? And I love it. I definitely support the local artists, man. I give us a lot more props than I do anybody else from around the way. Jimmy, we met.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We met at one of the. For sure, man. We
yeah,
met.
Yeah, we met at that open.
At
that
one of the
open
puff
place.
Puff and poetry, right?
Yeah, puff and poetry out west. Yeah, it was decent. What's her name? I forgot her name.
Genesis.
But she be snapping with the events or whatever. Like, although I wasn't smoking because I had a drop, so I couldn't smoke. But like with the edibles, all the shit y'all was going, that shit was cool. And like, I do appreciate y'all like letting me perform and all that shit. That was decent. But yeah.
Yeah, man. We got a brand new spot that is ours now. We opening up in July, so I'm gonna definitely go send the invite for y'all to come out. And now
yeah,
since it's ours, we can, you know, we can have y'all come perform and shit, man.
Yeah, for sure. Just say the word, we'll pull them up.
Man,
like, for real,
let's talk about this project. For sure, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this project y'all got going, man. What's to it? Tell the world what's to it.
Yo, so it's JJ, by the way. I ain't say much at first, but me and Jimmy kind of got like this chemistry that's kind of like it's indescribable. Like when people are around us, like we argue about everything. Like I say Tabasco sauce, he say hot sauce. We gonna argue for about 5 minutes about it. You know what I'm saying? But our chemistry though is like it's so perfect because he's like a great songwriter, and you know I'm like he great with the boss too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm more of a lyricist, like rapper. So you know what I'm saying, like. We just like, yo, let's kind of, you know what I'm saying, mix those together and see what we come up with. And that's what we continually, you know, was doing. So we can even break down.
Song by song.
Yeah, that's what I said. We can actually break it down song by songs. We got a song on there. I think we sent you three of them. We definitely sent you a song, Cold Heart. Like, that was one of the ones. That was like the third, you know what I'm saying, song we did together. And it was just kind of like, we just kind of, you know, I had like this one idea and he kind of just had another one in. You know, we just kind of, you know, bounced off each other and we came up with fire. Like, honestly, like, when we can, you know, conceive these ideas, I did not think, like, how dope that, you know, these songs would really turn out. Like, not thinking as much, but hearing them, I'm like, damn, like, this is really fire, bro. Like, some fire. So, yeah, that was definitely, you get me.
Yeah, for sure. Cold Heart, for sure. Like, that's one of the songs that I have fun doing. Because I ain't think it was going to be like that. Like, his idea was where I was swept in. Like, and I'm like, okay, let's write this shit. Let's do this shit. So we started writing the shit. Then we recorded it. I'm like, oh, okay, for sure. Like, this shit cool. Like, it's like, yeah, it was kind of like a back-and-forth situation. Like, it was kind of reminding me of Method Man, Red Man type shit.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. But, yeah, like, yeah. He summed it up pretty perfect.
Okay, since we talking about it, we might as well play it. So here on OG Radio, y'all heard it here first. This is Shy Boy Jimmy and JJ with Cold Heart. Let's go.
Jimmy, you ready to do this shit, gang?
Man, let's do this shit.
These niggas ain't really ready for us, man.
I ain't want no smoke, nigga.
Let me show them how to do this shit right here. Look at me.
Let's go.
If the bitch ain't bad, she a duck off. Lil mama shaking ass, girl, it's so soft. Never tripping, you just gotta play your part. She's the reason you be leaving with a cold heart.
Left it on red, giving handouts, ain't my job. If my toes white, I'ma suck on my fuck up a bomb. Just drop the feature in a gallon, not the one of mine. Still ain't fuck on glow, but that's why I love the mom.
Probably call you later, got my shorty getting raw pickers. Yeah, I own this shit. I got acres, bitch, we groundbreaking. Then I got a team to put on. Watch them all make it really lit a life of a boss, cause hell they all fake it.
Incognito, you can just call a Nicka Perry. Working on my wrist, just like a Billy on that Tyler Perry shit. Need a baddie, I can fit like another mid. Niggas throwing shots, I ain't the one that you should fuck with.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. Yeah, I hit it two times, still won't wipe her. Stretch marks on the ass, she's a tiger. Hit up Jimmy, yeah, we finna have a cipher.
Built the shit brick by brick, I'm a motherfucking saint. My world so powerful, you think I'm TD Jakes. Man, all y'all niggas lose on crackin' in and out the bank. Focus on getting in this money, me and you niggas can't relate.
My boss so elite, made of gold, Jesus peace. Competition can't reach, I'm LeBron in South Beach. I'ma be like Big Meech, fresh in my white tee. When I hit the industry, I'm a bomb atomically.
My bub mentality is plenty, y'all ain't fucking with me. Hell yeah, I'm humble, but that mumble shit is extremely weak. I take it down and found a love all within a week. To win the circle, standing 10 toes, we would not see defeat, nigga.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the winner's circle.
Let's go.
Niggas ain't ready for what we got going on, man.
Welcome to the winner's circle.
Two ones.
We are back live on OG Radio, and y'all just hold cold heart.
That's definitely
a cold-ass intro to an album right there. That's a cold-ass first track right there.
Yo, we wrote this shit. We automatically knew that was going to be the first. What you say, bro?
Yeah, that's definitely the first track right there.
Yeah, that's the intro. Like, when we wrote that shit, we automatically knew it was going to be the first, like, the intro, because he came to me like, I got a beat for, like, the intro. This shit go hard. He played the beat. I'm like, oh, that's what it's going to be. Then it was like, oh, we finished writing. It's like, oh, shit, he named this shit Cold Heart. Like, yeah, bitch, fuck it. Like, appreciate you, bro, for real, because that shit go hard, bro.
You got us in here going crazy. Like, it's like our first time here.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, It's definitely a summer anthem to get your shit started right. That's like what you wake up to, get your day started right there. Go through some shit,
man.
And it's a cold heart.
Hell yeah. Well, I think Mamba mentality.
Yes, sir. Hey, you said the cold ass line about LeBron being in South Beach. I'm like, okay, yep.
Hey, look, it's crazy because, I'm a Chicago fan, but I've witnessed LeBron, and prime LeBron is in Miami. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I mean, prime LeBron was a Chicago Bull killer.
Bulls
couldn't go nowhere with prime LeBron.
I still got nightmares.
You know what I'm saying? If it weren't for Brian, I think Rose would have had a chip or two. But nah, Brian had to put it into that shit.
I agree. We'll take MVP, I guess, right?
Right? Yeah, you take MVP, shit. That's all you get. The next track, Money, Power, Respect. How did y'all get together on that one?
Okay, Money, Power, Respect. I got the beat from this nigga. I got the beat from this guy from New York. His name was Rondo. And I've been sitting on the beat since, like, 2015, 2016. Like, I had an idea for the song, but, like, I never really, like, got followed through with it. And so then when I linked with JJ, I'm like, oh, I got this song, like, I've been trying to work on for, like, years, and I never really got nothing to write on it. He like, boy, just like put the hook on that or whatever and see what come out. So I put the hook on there, I sent it to you. So I did my first verse and put the hook on there and I sent it to him. And then like we turned into NPR. So like it was always NPR, but like it was supposed to be Money, Power, Respect. But then I was like, no, fuck it, let's just name it NPR, which is also still Money, Power, Respect. So like basically like I was sending the beat and I came up with a hook and then I sent him the shit and then we turned into this.
It was a masterpiece for me. I definitely was fucking and I feel you on that. Sitting on the beat shit, I feel you on that. Like, many may not know. Well, majority do know because I'm a radio host. But I also make beats and shit here and there. I got two EPs and two singles out, whatever. Not trying to brag or nothing.
Oh, okay.
But I was sitting on a beat for like...
Not trying to brag.
It's been like about 5.5 months I've been sitting on this shit. And literally last night, I sent it to my guy. He was like, bro, what the fuck is you sitting on this shit for? Like, let's make some magic. I'm like, all right, I got you, bro.
No, because that's like, shit. For real, like, you need somebody to just push you into it. Like, hey, bro, come on, let's do this shit. Because then, like, honestly, like, sitting on the song, and this shit could be fire, bro. Like, that could be a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to let that shit out.
Real shit. I was just told that shit last night. Like, bro, you ain't got to be sitting on no shit like that. It was actually cold. I'm not a rapper at all whatsoever, so I respect all y'all who rap. But, you know, on some drunk, maybe high shit, I could spit a little couple bars or whatever. But motherfuckers keep, hey, you should rap. So I was like, all right, I'm going to write a verse. So I wrote one verse, and motherfuckers was fucking with it. So I'm like, this probably going to be the only time I ever rap. I don't, you know, this ain't me. I can't.
Yeah, no, because now you're going to fuck with us. Now you're going to start rapping. Hell no, this ain't gonna be your only. Yeah. Hell yeah, nigga, you rapping with us now?
Welcome to the winning circle, man.
I fucking with it, man. And I got something for y'all, but towards the end of the show that I make artists do, especially rappers. But we gonna get into that a little later. But since we talk about Money, Power, Respect, I'm gonna go ahead and play this track real quick. So again, y'all, here on OG Radio, y'all hearing it first. Here's Shy
Turn them
Boy,
fucking
Jimmy,
speakers
with money,
up.
Power, respect. Let's go.
Yeah.
Money. Money. Power. Money. 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 Don't forget, y'all. Yeah.
Woo! A Rondo, bitch.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. They always fucking respect.
Never have I ever seen a nigga get in between me and that green unless they eye out rest. And I really don't have the time for bullshitting lies. So suck me up, relieve my stress, they make a mess. You and my kids play catch, manifest a Puma jet. Niggas ain't seen shit yet. Ricky, but I feel like a vet. Yo, I recognize, I harmonize with the truth more than lies. You off key, I'm cutting ties. Can't cut me, you're colorblind. Low-key when it comes to time, moving silent, think I'm mine. Tell me that pussy is mine. Johnny Cash, walk the line. Like my first name is Meta. Working on peace and feta. Ain't partly your vendetta. Just watch your mouth and do better. Next time you try the rhyme, rules try the word, my nigga just stay in line. You're don't stop, get those dollar signs. Make sure you happy with the sound, man. Come first, when nigga, be on time. Every verse you spit, kill it. Every time, walk in your purpose, be divine. Hold your head high, it's your time.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect.
Look, run it back like I'm Saquon. Tall nigga with some J's on. Show no feelings, got my shades on. Fucking bitches, no friends on. Business calls at the studio. My rhymes a story like a musical. She said she like it when I switch my flows. Take the globe, that's the pinnacle. If I don't grind, then I won't eat. And if I won't eat, then I won't sleep. And if I don't sleep, then it's demon time. Call up my boy who be off the nine. Southside, make it out the shot. I don't game bang, but got my ties. You can check my facts, shoot all lies. Bitch, I live a life that you fantasize. Stack of bread, getting hella high. Revolution won't be televised. Two ones, I'll ride or die. That's a small list along with every line. You call it pressure, that's the best for me. I'm a star, nigga, you on deck for me. Respectfully, don't check for me. Unless you got a check for me. I'm sure the writer handle everything. Pinky ice, no wedding ring. At the site that you wanna see. Penthouse, I'm over everything. I'm gon' grind, it's on everything. Control the narrative and write the scene. Set the camera, I don't need a screen. Killing all that's ahead of me.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. They always fucking respect.
We back live with your boy Radio Rail, Shy Boy Jimmy, and JJ. Put big emphasis on the respect.
Yes, sir.
that track go crazy.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Do y'all see yourselves as a great 1-2 like Wayne and Tucci or Jay and Ye or Jay and Bean, shit, people like that and shit? Like, y'all, I could see that for you.
Yeah.
Like, the next Method Man and Red Man and shit, that combo. Like, there's not a lot of combos out here like that no more.
Nah, that's facts, bro. Nah, yeah, we definitely, like I said earlier, we got a chemistry that's, like, untouched. Like I met Jimmy in 21, so, like, 2021, and it's, like, he, like, my brother. Like, I could genuinely say this man my brother. Like we, the first time we hung out, it wasn't even on no music shit, like, we went to fucking Friday, you know what I'm saying? Like, we went out to eat, you know what I'm saying? We talking shit, like, you know what I'm saying? We talk about real-life problems. Like, this ain't even, like, no music shit for real, you know? And like I said, you know, he great at the songwriting shit. You know, I got crazy bars, he got crazy bars. So it's like when we making a song, it's like it's kind of like we just in the car or in the, you know, space by ourselves making it, you know. And Jimmy also introduced me in different ways of how to write. Like I've always, you know, been in my phone, in my notes, but he was like, yo, maybe you should like actually get a pen and pad and like write this shit down. And you get verses like Cold Hard and some more stuff that, you know what I'm saying, like that intimate feeling that come with like physically writing down, like that's some real shit, man. Like I appreciate him for that. Like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, he talk about how I challenged him, but he challenged me in a lot of ways. Like, I get stuck in my ways, being a rapper, being a lyricist, whatever, and he like, yo, maybe you should, you know what I'm saying, do this. Maybe you should do A, B, and C. So, yeah, man, like, you know, like I said, we got a chemistry that's like, you know, we know that, you know, we know each other's ability, but it's like we push each other to be better always, you know what I'm saying? Like, we never satisfied with, you know, ourselves, but we know we always go to that next level. And we like that with our whole team, you know what I'm saying, for real.
And that's a great chemistry to have, because some niggas can't take constructive criticism for shit.
Man, it's, man, wow. Egos is crazy, like, it's crazy, man.
Mad crazy.
Nah, like, that's what we did. We couldn't knock it off for all.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we building ourselves off constructive criticism, mm-hmm. because, like, we both really still finding this shit out and still making our way. So it's like, we can't just be saying, like, we know every fucking thing. So it's like, when he tell me, like, bro, like, nah, that's not how you do it, that's how you do it. And I tell him, bro, that's how you do it, that's not how you do it. We listen to each other and we, you know what I'm saying, we make a great product and we, like, make a great team. You know what I'm saying? That's not, like, it's not one just one leader. You know what I'm saying? We all trying to lead this shit. We all working together to make something creative. You know what I'm saying? Make something great.
I feel that, bro. I'll never forget. I ain't going to never say his name on the show, but motherfuckers know who I be talking about. You know, this nigga called himself the fourth Migo. That's all I'm going to say. But if you know, then you know. But, like, I interviewed this motherfucker, and he was so cocky, like his shit was raw, and it wasn't. And I was giving him a little, you know, criticism, like, hey, you know, X, Y, and Z. This motherfucker just was like, nah, bro, I'm the shit. Like, nah, bro, you gotta accept what I'm saying and take it and work a little harder, bro. Like, yo, shit, you ain't that, bro. Because if you was, you'd be doing numbers, you'd be out here doing shit. But, like, I definitely criticize whoever sends me shit or be like, hey, what do you think about this? I'm gonna give it to you. I have a, you know, different ear than.
And I appreciate that for real. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. I appreciate that.
Because if I felt like this was, like, something that needed work, I'd have been like, hey, y'all, this ain't it. I ain't going to play it on the show. Now, I done played some high garbage on the show before. I done did some horrible fucking interviews I had to suck up and just do. But, you know, y'all legit. Y'all got it, man. I ain't got nothing bad to say.
Yeah, I appreciate that for sure. We appreciate that for sure, man, because, like you said, man, it's a lot of fragile egos out here. Like, people who don't understand, like, you know what I'm saying, taking that criticism and, you know, like, yeah, you know, even if you are upset about it, like, you know, just, I guess, you know, I'm not really trying to give advice, but shit, if somebody tell you something constructive, you know what I'm saying, even if you don't agree with it, you know, just take that shit and use it as fuel. Like, somebody gave me some criticism I didn't even ask for that was bullshit in my opinion, so I just made sure that I did what I had to do to make sure that, you know, the next time they hear about me, you know what I'm saying, this is going to be a whole another, you know, a whole another comment. So, yeah, it's just a mindset. It's about how you take it, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, that's the biggest thing. Pause.
Real shit. To me, that's what makes a great artist. If you could take constructive criticism and then you go in the booth, you know, learn your craft, make it a little more better, or take what this person said, incorporate it in your shit, and be like, all right, this is what I got. And it's like, oh, damn, he listened to me. Like, okay, respect. Major respect. But, like, some of these niggas ain't built like that.
Man,
that's why I fuck with Chicago.
They
rappers,
got it all
man.
Figured out, man.
Real shit. That's why I fuck with Chicago rappers, man. These other niggas from elsewhere, boy. I had another artist. I'm gonna say his name because he was ass. And then he go by, I think it was HD Pluto or some shit like that. And he was really pissed that we didn't play one of his tracks. And it was just so ass, bro. I could not do that to the fans. I couldn't do it. Like, me and my homie B, my co-host, we did the interview, and he was so pissed that we didn't play a specific track that he had on here. But it was just like, no, it was so ass, we could not do it. And he just swore up and down that he was the best. He was the truth. It's like, nah, bro, sorry. It ain't it.
Now, like, at a certain point, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to think you're the best. You're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, have that energy and that confidence. But, like, if somebody's telling you, if you do a study group and, like, the whole study group tell you that shit whack, then, bro, you know what I'm saying, you got to go back to the drawing board and just rework some things. Like, you ain't got to get mad. You ain't got to fight nobody. You ain't got to shoot nobody. You just got to actually, like, come to understand, like, bro, like, maybe I got to go back and rework some shit. So, it's like, ain't that the one with reworking your shit to come back better? Because, like, you know what I'm saying, you'll be better. Like, you're supposed to take that shit and run, but you're not supposed to, like, shoot up the school or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit. And you need people in your corner to tell you if your shit ain't good. And that's another thing that I don't like about a lot of rappers is they don't have that person in the corner to be like, nah, bro, this ain't it. Or nah, girl, this ain't it. Like, y'all, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, did you not hear what the fuck was just played? Like, this shit is awful.
Bro, yeah, niggas really like, bro, they, like, that's what I'm saying, bro, like, it's really a pride thing, bro, like you could feel in your heart if your shit fire, but deep down inside, like, you know, like, all right, maybe, you know, maybe it's not, but, you know, it's pride, bro, like, pride come before the fall, man, and some niggas, you know, they just hard-headed, bro, especially in this rap shit, they just know they got to figure it out.
Real shit, I can kind of relate as a radio artist. I don't think I'd be doing everything the best, like, some niggas getting like, Jimmy, you asked if I, you know, if I had, like, if there's a set, like, questions or shit I ask. Like, no, I'm just, for me, myself, I feel like I'm more better at being the host just, you know, off the top of my head doing shit, making it authentic. Like, I don't want to read from no flashcards or have to study who you are. Like, no, that ain't me. Like, I don't roll like that. I just like the being authentic and shit. Let shit flow.
Yeah, that's cool, too. That's really, like, a key, like, number one, like, you got to know who you are, like, a lot of people out here, especially in this rap shit, I guess I'm related to my profession, like, people out here trying to be something that they not in, and that's what fuck them up, you know what I mean, like,
big fact.
You just got to be you, big you got to know what works for you.
Real shit. Now, this next track, Fuck You Pay Me, how'd y'all come up with that track?
Fuck You Pay Me, go ahead.
All right, so, I got this beat, I had this beat probably a year and some change, and I couldn't do shit with it. Like, I'm like, yo, I just can't fuck with it. I send it to Jimmy. I'm like, bro, I got this beat for you, man. Just do whatever you're going to do with it. So, you know, he sent it back probably like some months later because he was working on some more stuff. Sent it back a couple months later, and he got, you know, his verse on there, but then he got this hook. This, fuck you, pay me. I'm like, yo, this shit is, I was fucking with it. So, you know, so I'm like, yo, I damn near, you know, I saw him send me the open. So, he sent me the open, man, and I just kind of, I reached down, and I was like, yeah, I got to really give, you know what I'm saying, give them something on this one. So, yeah, I had to really dig deep for this one. But, yeah, man, it was just, and that's when I, like, this song, right, like, that song solidified when I realized, like, Jimmy was, like, one of them cold songwriters. When he made that hook out of a beat that I just couldn't grasp at all, when he was able to give a hook, I was like, yeah, bro, I'm going to start, I got to really start, like, fucking with this dude, like, pause, like, you feel me, like, I really got to work with him, because, yeah, like, he really made something out of nothing for me, you know what I'm saying, at least, you know, in my opinion for this one, yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're going to shout out Renita, too, for help hopping on the hook and fucking with us with the song, because, like, we had the song done, but then, like, it was missing something, so he, like, bro, we need a female vocal, so then I'm like, all right, fuck it, let me hit my homegirl up. I hit up Renita, she hopped on it, then we took it to Yuki, Yuki did his magic, and, like, we fucked this shit up, so, like, yeah, that's how Fuck You Pay Me came about.
Shout out to Renita, man, shout out to Renita, yeah.
Big shout out to Renita, okay. So without further ado, fucking pay me. By Shy Boy, Jimmy, and JJ, of course. Here again, for the third time, y'all done heard it first. Y'all done heard three tracks. Well, y'all about to hear the third track. And we're going to talk about, what is it, an EP or an album that's coming out, or a mixtape?
EP.
Six
tracks.
Okay.
We will talk about the EP when we come back, but here, further ado, his Fuck You Pay Me.
Fuck you pay me. Yeah. I'm an optimist, I see the fun in the funeral. Death before dishonor, I'm almost at the pinnacle of my life. Do it without thinking twice. Before I speak on the hater, I feed decons to the mice. Like white on rice, I am glued to the money, I manifest and pray. So no, you can't take this from me. My pen game ain't nothing funny. Been twirling quits to you dummies. Yeah, I ate but still hungry. Grinding like a Neptune. One day the last would come first. Speaking Chaffarella, icy planet. So many Jacksons, I done fucked around Cannon, Mike and Janet. Pop me a perky, how a pussy speaking another language. Electoral in me lingua. That chick is dangerous. Yeah, don't underestimate the underdog. David Merck Goliath, why would you think that I'm stunting, y'all? Even if I fall, pop taught me to prevail. My mental capacity gon' keep my ass out of hell. In the mouth like oral gel, flow cleaner than Purell. Vote versus Wade, getting voted on by the males, man. Let women choose, if you don't try then you lose automatically. Forget what people think, go live your life true and happily.
Chill out, cause there ain't no flowing with me. These niggas phony, G, they blowing, but there ain't no potency. Rap or die, getting it on my shit, I'm certified. Ask the gods, that's the only code that I abide by. Getting high, I can't smoke enough, you can't fuck up my vibe. I'm so motherfucking fly, only private when I ride. Bad bitch, she by my side. Hella videos, pics, I make a pose, the fakes been exposed. Just sell me a peep and listen to weep. Reclining my seat, the way I text, be showing they weak. Could never touch me, yo talking to sheep. It's like I'm a trick, how I'm spending no meat. Youngin' in the game, thinking could I make a name without going insane. Sell my soul for a chain, life for the heart of the faint. I left to the bank, went through the city, car smelling like dank. I'm on the E-weight, I filled up my tank. Bitch, I'm the boss, don't try to pull rank. I come with the army, we got us a tank. You think you could fuck with us? Nah, you can't. Not when the leader, the best in the game. Focus on money, ain't worried about fame. It's about time, I'm talking like Dame. Watch me pull up, hit and wave. 99, accelerate. I'ma make it my own way. Give a fuck about what you think. Need everything you owe to me. Make sure 2-1s never sink. Niggas pray the day they see it, never.
Back live on OG Radio. Yo, that's, hey, look, look, y'all can't keep fucking up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't keep fucking up the radio station tonight, bro.
Yo. Yo, 2-1 shit, CBE, bitch.
Oh, hold up.
Yo,
that's,
man,
that's
yo,
three
yo.
Hits. That's
yo.
Three hits right there.
You said what? What's that again?
That's three hits right there. Three hits.
Three hits,
out of six,
man.
Already being played. That's three hits right there.
Man. Yo.
Bruh, we appreciate that for real. Honestly, thank you.
You know some crazy shit, though? We literally was just talking about hits before we got on the call.
Yeah, we was.
Literally.
Like, what makes a hit and, like, what is a hit and, like, you know what I'm saying, Billboard or who it hits or whatever you want to call it. But
literally.
It's like, yeah, I really do appreciate that. I'm humbled to hear you say that shit about our music. That's really dope.
That's how you know this nigga be writing these hooks, because he like, so I'm humbled. This shit. Nah, no cap. Well, we do appreciate that. Nah, I'm talking shit, man. It's my nigga, man.
No problem, man. You know, first of all, the fucking beat go crazy. That's number one. That fucking beat had me when it first started out. I'm like, damn, okay. Then that first verse hit. Then the hook hit. I'm like, yeah, okay. That definitely, the way y'all did the hook with that voice, with the deep voice like that, along with her jumping
and,
over
and that's why ass,
that shit was cool.
Yo, that's why we got to get that big ass shout out to Renika, cause
cause like honestly, like I actually thought it was okay with just me on the hook, cause you know that's me in the back, like in the deep voice shit. Mm-hmm. But then it's like he like no, like we need something else, we need something. So he actually found the actual sound that we needed. And then so like I called Renika and she did that shit like how we, bro, come on now.
Yeah, she did it perfect. Like, yeah, we wasn't even in the same studio with her. Like, we just sent her like, yo, I just say, yo, say this at this part and, you know, say this part. And she gave us like some fucking fire. Like, she gave us shit to play with. Like, we didn't just get those vocals. Like,
yeah, yeah, we had like a whole
hella vocals. Yeah. Yo, like she went all out. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why we say, yo, shout out to Renika one more time. Yo, I appreciate you. Welcome to the fucking Winning Circle. Not me.
And that shit created a masterpiece. Because, like, who the fuck does that?
Oh, man.
Like, everybody can relate to the acronym of fucking payment. Like, everybody can relate to that.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely an anthem for motherfuckers right now. Fuck you, pay me.
Bottom line.
That's how I be at my job. Like, man, on payday, though. Only on payday. I'm like, nah, fuck you, pay me.
On me. On me.
Appreciate that, bro.
I only talk shit on payday. But, yeah, man, y'all got great chemistry. Keep that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever differences y'all may have, you know what I'm saying? Always come back full circle. Because, like, a lot of great duos or groups or whatever, they end up splitting up and doing their own thing. And that's cool, but it's just never the same without that other person. You know what I'm saying? Like, Migos, for example, before they split up, you know what I'm saying? Solid. Yeah. Yeah, they had decent solo careers, but that shit just was not the same with all three, you know what I'm saying, spinning on the track. So, like, y'all definitely got that 1-2 combo right there.
But they go back even to what you were saying earlier, how, yeah, we did, you know, we linked up to do this shit, but Jimmy got some, yeah, we got solo songs on the tape, too. Like, Jimmy got some shit. I got some shit. Like, the way Jimmy make his own music and the way I make my own music, like, we got two completely different styles. And I think that's why this shit meshed so well. Like I say, you know, our chemistry just added to, you know, whatever beat. Like, you know, y'all heard three different sounds, but we got different other sounds on this project that, you know what I'm saying, that we worked on. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying. We do appreciate that because, yo, this is, you know, this ain't volume one. So we got way more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we definitely got some more shit we working on. But, yeah, like you say, you know what I'm saying? Our shit deeper than music. So, you know, we forever going to, you know, be locked in. So we appreciate that advice, though, for sure, because, you know, when you live in life, you ain't thinking about, you know, the full circle moment. You just know that, you know, whatever. So, no, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for telling us that. That's always going to be in our mind, bro, for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Real shit, because, like, throwing this EP out there is definitely going to put people in the mindset, like, okay, shit, what volume 2 going to look like? And also, shit, what they sound like by themselves. Well, they definitely going to be like, it's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. Part one of a huge masterpiece.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So,
for
yo,
that's
wild.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm a
yo,
fan,
that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Jimmy, I ain't know you was coming like that, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, but shit, I'm glad I know.
You heard me spit some poetry when I was at the event. You heard me spit poetry. You ain't never hear me spit no rhymes,
right,
bro.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
But don't sleep on the poet.
Hey, I can vouch for it. I can definitely vouch for it. The poetry hit different.
Yeah, but I appreciate that for sure. Like, I be trying. Like, this nigga spit. Like, he be spitting. So I be trying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, maybe rewrite this bar real quick. Because, like, no, he ain't gonna outspit. Like, he ain't gonna outspit me. Like, this nigga be spitting. And then, like, of course, like, you listen to Wayne. Wayne got, like, three or four double entendres up in there. Like, fuck that. Like, if Wayne can spit this many entendres, I'm gonna spit this many hours,
right,
like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a competitive thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm following my brother, so it's like, it's fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, to like, nah, nigga, nah, go ahead, spit your bar. Oh, okay, let me spit my bar. Nah, nigga, now what? So it's like, we just going back and forth playing with this shit. Like, it's you know what I'm saying? It's not a game, but it's like, it's fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Real life fun.
It's that iron sharpening iron, like, you know, especially like with Cold Hard, like we literally was looking at each other in the face recording that, like that was recorded fresh, like there wasn't no, oh, I do my, you know, my four bar, you do yours, like, no, I'm looking dead at him, I say my four bar, he say his four bar right back at me, you feel me, like we say, you know what I'm saying, like this is, you know, rapping supposed to be fun, you know, the crafting shit, you know what I'm saying, like Jimmy was coming on them bars, like I had, like, you know, I had to come with mine too, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, it's that shit, though, that iron sharpening iron, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's exactly how it's supposed to be, man. I'm going to text your line, Jimmy. I'm going to give you somebody to hit up and see if you can collab, if y'all can collab with my homie JC. Sure. He go by Kurt Dempsey. And my other homie, Rock Smooth, they another little combo. They another 1-2 punch combo. And I think if the four of y'all get on the track, that shit'll be magic. So I'm gonna throw his info to you, and you can reach out to him and see what y'all can cook up. Cause I can just see it in
so
my
will,
head. Yeah, man, I can see it in my head. Like, oh shit, I see something. So I'm gonna definitely throw you his info. And,
for sure, man. I'm done. We'll see how it go.
I got you. So since we towards the end of the show, now this is what I do for all the rappers that like to call in. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they call themselves rappers, right? So I'm pretty sure y'all freestyle, right?
What's say, Ryan? Here you go. Say it again.
I say I'm pretty sure y'all
now,
freestyle, right?
Oh.
I mean,
I know how to freestyle for sure. It's JJ.
Yeah, JJ freestyle better than I freestyle, but I freestyle, like, you know what I'm saying?
So this is what
JJ
we do.
JJ basically freestyle everything. I like writing.
So this is what we do for all the rappers that come on that like to, you know, freestyle, even if they can't. We even had Twista's Hype Man, B Herbal, come on the show. He don't really freestyle, but he did it, you know. It's been a handful that can do it, you know, in total. So what I do, you know, I let y'all kick whatever, you know, a little freestyle off the dome, you know what I'm saying, a cappella, but I throw a word. And my words don't just be some, you know, whatever words and shit. It be some complicated shit that you got to use in your rhyme. So since it's two of y'all, I'm going to give y'all two words. I'm going to give you xylophone and encyclopedia.
Man,
what?
Okay. All right. I'm taking encyclopedia. All
right, okay.
So no B, it's like acapella.
Yes sir, acapella.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Go ahead, you go sir.
You got it. Ah shit. Okay, let me see.
Yo, okay, look, let me see. You know Jay Lynn, you could follow on the media. Look up my rhymes, they probably in the encyclopedia. No, I'm JJ, Inspector Deck, one of my mentors. At least when I listen, who is yours? Niggas hating, I am the greatest. I ain't even got a rhyme type for niggas hating. It's all cool, I'm getting paid in. It's so much bread, I'm getting paid in. These niggas high, I'm like, I said it in the rhyme before, let me chill though. And I ain't talking about, look, I fucked up my rhyme. I gotta think again, I catch it, bring it back. I gotta give you 10, at least bars. I ain't talking about them bands, so JJ got them bands holding on my pants, bro. I just gotta get the rhymes right. Probably would be better if I had a, shit. Probably would be better if I had a beat on. I was working all day. I was working all day. I could freestyle every weekend, every hour, 24. My bad, I'm just going to keep going. I got to make sure everybody know that I'm never going to stop. JJ, I won't drop. I'm always at the top. Got to give you a few bars that's coming off the top. I ain't talking about no written shit. I'm like a fucking idiot. When I hit the bars, I just go stupid. Fuck it. All right, my bad. I'm done. I was getting in the mode, bro.
Hey, that's how it be, man. This is why I do it, for that reason only. For that reason right there. This is why I do it. You killed it, though. You killed it.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, yo, all right, it's cool.
So you finna, kill it.
I think you know. I think you laughed because you know. Like, you heard that verse. You heard that fucking thing. So you know. You did, like. But it's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. You was cooking.
I got you. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Okay, so you get it. I ain't sure.
I did it, bro. That's why I do it, for man. That's how, like you say, iron sharpen iron. That's how you get it.
You feel me? Hey, I'm always that.
I'm looking at this Trump picture. I'm finna say some shit. Shit. Yo, Hillary Clinton, I voted for Kay. He fucked up with Trump, that nigga for Gacy. My nigga dressed like they... See my Harambe baby. I'm on the phone with real. Put a side of phone, be real.
Yeah.
I fuck smash, be real.
Yeah.
Drinking this shit for real.
Yeah, yeah. CBE, bitch.
Hey. Xylophone is that musical instrument, right?
Yeah.
I said it right.
Yeah. I'm fucking with
Jimmy,
it.
Jimmy didn't give himself enough credit.
Hey, y'all did y'all shit, though. Not a lot of people could really do it. I've had some people, you know, come on the show and just legit could not do it, you know. Again, I'm not a rapper, and I did it. I got thrown into the mix one time, and I did it. But, you know, that's not me. But I do it because, you know, sometimes, you know, motherfuckers will run up to you and be like, hey, yo, spit a quick 16 or, you know, whatever bar, whatever type shit. And motherfuckers be like, either they could do it or they can't. So, like, kind of, you know, sharpen skills, a little tool that I use for motherfuckers to keep them on their toes and shit. That's why I do it.
Nah, I'm always ready for the challenge, though.
So I want to let y'all know, y'all always welcome to come back on the show. Shit, Jimmy, you got my line and shit, so whenever you want to, JJ, you got my line too, so whenever y'all want to get on the show, let me know, whatever, with new projects. Like I say, we got the new spot coming, opening in July. So if y'all want to come out and do an on-site interview, or if we do one of the shows and want to perform, let me know. We'll work something out. And let the world know where
we out to all that shit,
all your social
media. Hell yeah.
Go ahead. And I'm Sad Boy Jimmy, CHIBOYJIMMY. You can follow me on everything at Sad Boy Jimmy, Instagram, title, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Facebook for family and friends, but all the rest of that shit, follow me on Sad Boy Jimmy, man.
This is JJ. I really just post most of my stuff on Instagram. That's J.LENZ_J.LENZ_ That's where most of my stuff is at, for sure. Yo, book us for shows. We ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're ready.
Real shit. And I want to let y'all know, after the show is done, Aaron, either tonight or tomorrow, you can catch this show on Apple Music. You can catch it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and a whole lot of other podcasts that's podcasting. You'll catch the shows, whatever. And also, that our viewers who tune into the show, it's just not Chicago, it's just not Indiana, it's just not Wisconsin, it's not just the United States. We also have over 31, 32 other different countries that tune into our show. And Belgium, Shout out to Belgium, shout out to the number 2 spot of listeners. But we also have other countries listening. So y'all are now heard outside of the United States in 32 other different countries. So big shout out to y'all.
Like old Dirty said, shout out to the people in America. Shout out to the people outside of America. 2 1s is forever.
Shy boy, Jimmy and this bitch with CBE.
Yes, sir. Nah. And y'all niggas know, where y'all can find me, all of my social medias, my craziness. Facebook, Terrell Radio, Rail Redman. Shit, Instagram, HellRail21 or 1290. TikTok, Terrell Redman 6. Find me on all that shit and shit. Since this is my last show, I want to let everybody know I'm dropping another beat, another instrumental this Saturday, May 20th. It's called Two Guns. You can catch that on all major music platforms. Go check out all my shit that I've released over the past couple of years. It's out there. take a listen. Definitely fuck with Shy Boy and JJ. Look, y'all, shit's coming soon. It's going to be mad crazy this year, 2023. So fuck with it, everybody. And shit, what else y'all got to say for tonight?
Yo, we appreciate all y'all for listening. We appreciate you, yo, for, like, having us on here. Yo, definitely, like you said, man, stream, definitely coming soon. Definitely look at those Instagram. For sure, we got some shit coming this week. So definitely, yo, keep your eyes peeled open. Yeah,
hey, I just want to say thank you for letting us come on your platform like this, and I really do appreciate you. And thank you for checking out the music and giving me a review, because I really do appreciate it, because we worked hard for this shit. And it's like, I want you to understand, like, this art, so we're sensitive about our shit. But nah, I just swear. But nah, like, for real, like, thank God. And like, pull links out Instagrams and shit, because we're going to be dropping shit all this week. So, this, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with us. And like, if y'all like the music, share that shit, buy that shit, book us, man.
Book us.
Big gang shit, y'all. Big gang shit. So shit, what
two
I'm gonna
one
do? Shit. Y'all know my slogan.
Bitch. Two one shit.
Y'all know my slogan.
Bitch.
Love what you do. Hey, do what you fucking love. And what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play us out to none other than they track money, power, respect. So good night, y'all. And I appreciate y'all taking time out to jump on the show.
Two one.
Y'all have a good
shit.
One.
Love,
hey.
Bro.
Love. Appreciate it, gang.
Love. For sure.
Money, money, power. Money, money, money. Don't forget, y'all. Y'all.
Woo! A Rondo, bitch.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget the respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Power, respect, don't forget the respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget the respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. They always fucking respect.
Never have I ever seen a nigga get in between me and that green unless they eye out rest. And I really don't have the time for bullshitting lies. So suck me up, relieve my stress, they make a mess. You and my kids play catch, manifest a Puma jet. Niggas ain't seen shit yet. Ricky, but I feel like a vet. Yo, I recognize, I harmonize with the truth more than lies. You are key, I'm cutting ties. Can't cut me, you're colorblind. Low-key when it comes to time, moving silent, think I'm mine. Tell me that pussy is mine. Johnny Cash, walk the line. Like my first name is Meta. Working on peace and feather. Ain't probably your vendetta. Just watch your mouth and do better. Next time you try to rhyme, rules try to word, my nigga just stay in line. Don't stop, get those dollar signs. Make sure you happy with the sound, man. Come first when it could be on time. Every verse you spit, kill it. Every time walk in your purse, beat the rhyme. Hold your head high, it's your time.
Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget to respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Money, power, respect. Don't forget.
Run it back like I'm Saquon. Tall nigga with some J's on. Show no feelings, got my shades on. Fucking bitches, no friend zone. Business calls at the studio. My rhymes and story like a musical. She said she like it when I switch my flows. Take the globe, that's the pinnacle. If I don't grind, then I won't eat. And if I won't eat, then I won't sleep. And if I don't sleep, then it's demon time. Call up my boy who be off the nine. Southside, make it out the shot. I don't gang bang, but got my ties. You can check my facts, shoot all lies. Bitch, I live a life that you fantasize. Stacking bread, getting hella high. Revolution won't be televised. Two ones, I'll ride or die. That's a small list along with every line. You call it pressure, that's the best for me. I'm a star, nigga, you on deck for me. Respectfully, don't check for me. Unless you got a check for me. I'm sure the writer handle everything. Pinky ice, no wedding ring. At the site that you wanna see. Penthouse, I'm over everything. I'm gonna grind, it's on everything. Control the narrative and write the scene. Set the camera, I don't need a screen. Killing all that's ahead of me.
Money, power, respect.